Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The right fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Charlie Gelbert. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermüller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermüller. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac hits a fly ball towards center. DiMaggio settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on DiMaggio. Bell scores. Mac moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is walked intentionally. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Pitlock for a passed ball. Fox moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-1 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Mac moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Harder reaches second base with a double. Mac scores. Pitlock moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Emerson Dickman now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. Harder moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harder scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 6-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 7-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. It's 8-0, Indians. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to second. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and has Doerr trapped. There's the throw to Mac, who throws over to Keltner, who tags Doerr for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tony Lupien pinch hits for Emerson Dickman. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Herb Hash now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gelbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to second. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harder takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hash fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gelbert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Gelbert is called out on strikes. One out. Herb hashes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hash hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gelbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-4 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gelbert juggles the ball. That's an error on Gelbert. Weatherly moves to second. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Kramer reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Indians. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.